the fight not knowing. I remember asking for the pellet gun, finding it under the Christmas tree. That winter, the birds were too fast for me. All the boys at school could shoot, I've been told to practice. Front and rear sightlined on the bird, and the pellet would go straight too. I could never hold the gun steady. The pellets would arc, miss completely. Guiding hands would try to still me, tell me not to breathe, to slow my heartbeat. Better to go in without humanity. The first bird I killed, the pellet shot upward into its chest. It screamed, fluttered unsteadily from the tree where it was perched, and fell to the ground in the yard of my next-door neighbors. I undid the latch to their gate to see. Came back in a few unnerved days to find it overrun with ants. Its feathers ruffled, its eyes still open, pained, as if in a permanent state of dying. I started up again, lizards this time, for their difference. Each looked into the barrel with curiosity, moving only to die, with the pellets slip into their bodies. I remember one crawled up on the poles of the deck, sticking out that red flap under its throat as I fired. The pellet grazed its back. Blood welled from it as a drop from a pipette. Down the stairs, I found him, shot him again to end it, but failed. Didn't have it in me to shoot a third time, seeing its mouth open as a human's. Fighting. I stood over it, not knowing, watching that flap under its throat flare weakly until it didn't.